Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Lake Show underway. Henry Lake has the night off. We're counting you down to the Twins and the White Sox. Final series of the season gets started in Chicago at Guaranteed Rate Field. Chris Atterbury in our pregame show at 6:30. Twins and Sox at 7:10 tonight, tomorrow night, and then a Wednesday matinee to close it out in Chicago. The Twins will not be 500. The Vikes well over 500. They are 3-1 right now. First of all, it doesn't feel like 3-1. It could easily be 1-3. And I think any honest Viking fan knows that, that it could be 1-3. They dominated Green Bay. They got dominated by Philadelphia. They were very fortunate that the Lions are the Lions, even with a new coach in there. And then they really dodged one in London. As the teams go up and down the field, put points on the board late. The Saints field goal kicker, plenty of leg, upright crossbar and out, and the Vikings prevail, and lo and behold, they're 3-1. But this is what it proves to me about the NFL more than anything. And by the way, you're welcome to weigh in on this on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line at 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Number one, I think the Vikings are very lucky 3-1. But it also proves that the margin between being in the playoffs and being out of the playoffs in the NFL is razor thin. You've got legitimately a handful of teams that are going to contend for a Super Bowl. And then you have a handful of teams on the other end that stink and have no chance to get to the postseason. Maybe a little more than that. Maybe it's a half a dozen teams on the top end, half a dozen teams on the bottom end. Injuries play a big part on the high end of the NFL. But then you got the middle of the pack. And let's say it's 20 teams that sit there in the middle. And the difference between getting to the playoffs and not being in the playoffs are games like that. And a year ago, the Vikes came within a game of being in the playoffs, in spite of a very frustrating season. They got rid of Mike Zimmer. They got rid of the general manager, Rick Spielman. They made wholesale changes. New head coach, new general manager, all of that sort of thing. But imagine had one or two of those games, those heartbreakers a year ago, going the favor of the purple, they're in the playoffs. It's more difficult for the Wolves to make a change. Who knows where we're at? So the margin between winning and losing in the NFL, they could easily be 1-3. Instead, they're 3-1 with the Bears next, a team that they're going to be favored by a touchdown or more. And I think the early line was 7.5. But it's very interesting to me. And the last two games bear that out. Or they could be 2-2. But they could also easily be 1-3. But here they are, 3-1. A win is a win. All the sayings, I sent out a tweet, it's better to be lucky than good, and that's paid dividends the past two games for the Vikings. And the old saying, any given Sunday, is so true in the NFL. All of those things, cliches, but very true in this league. Lewis seen having surgery, staying in London. That's certainly the big injury news coming out of the game. Feel bad for the kid. And once again had a preliminary surgery, and then will ultimately have surgery to repair that broken leg, and then he'll come back to Minnesota and begin a long recovery. But that's always devastating when you see a young player. Chris Tubbs is our producer, as always, on the Lake Show. Henry is away. Steve Thompson sitting in. I don't know how you feel about all of those comments, but it illustrates the point that the margin between being in and being out is just razor thin in this league. And that's the beauty, that there's this competitive balance. Some would say, you know, the mediocrity to the NFL, that there aren't a lot of great teams. But, you know, you get into a situation now where the Vikings at 3-1, you know, that's a solid start. You break the season down in quarters. I know there's 17 games, but hey, if you would have told Viking fans month in they're 3-1, take that all day.
And I think considering one of those wins is going to be over Green Bay to start the season the way that they did, absolutely you take it. I mean, there's no question they've been lucky this year. But you go back to last year, how unlucky were they? Like, I mean, it was historically bad last year. And you tweak just a couple of things, and essentially
they're in.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't know if we were expecting a whole lot different, because let's be honest, new head coach, new general manager, but the rest of it, they ran it back. And there were a lot of people that were questioning, is that really the right move when you've got a brand new staff and you want to kind of start over, you know, hit the reset button. And there were a lot of, you know, why do you extend Kirk Cousins? You know, why do you re-sign Patrick Peterson? Why are you not going into the rebuilding mode? And I got to be honest, I haven't seen the brilliance from Kevin O'Connell outside of like bits and pieces in week one and maybe a little bit in that game against Detroit when they needed it. Outside of that, I get a very similar feeling to what we saw last year with this team. But I want to ask you this, Steve, as well. They beat New Orleans, right? And I feel like this franchise is forever going to be linked to the New Orleans Saints because of 2009. I'm absolutely still bitter, and I will carry that bitterness to my grave. Absolutely 100%. But here's my question. Is everything now evening out because the Saints sold to the devil for 2009 with Bountygate? But since then, the three games that the Vikings have played the Saints and beaten them, the Minneapolis Miracle, the overtime Kirk Cousins to Kyle Rudolph pass in the playoffs, and then you got the London double doink. Is this the NFL just kind of evening itself out? Is it karma? I mean, is everything
evening? Yeah, are the football gods evening out? Probably. Yes. It all evens out over time, but here's what's scary about it. Saints go in, they don't have their starting quarterback. You got Big Red Andy Dalton, who did a good job. Might be one of the top two or three backups in the NFL. I mean, I'd feel much better if Andy Dalton's backing up Kirk Cousins. I mean, I really do. Is he an everyday starter? Are you going to go into 17 games with Andy Dalton? No, you're not. But pretty good backup. And here's another thing. They're missing their top wideout, and the Saints take away double doink. That goes probably to OT, it does go to OT. And then you never know what happens. And that's what's scary. The Vikings defensively still scare the hell out of me. That they're 3-1, but they got thumped in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
They got very fortunate against the Lions. And they were playing Andy Dalton, and Thomas was out of the lineup.
Yeah, Kamara was out.
Saints.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew going in, right? I mean, this is this team.
The Saints were beat up.
This is this team's MO. This team always loses to backup quarterbacks. You know, I mean, they lost 41 donut to a backup quarterback in Kerry Collins back in 2001. I mean,
the kid from Dallas a year ago.
Cooper Rush. Matt Moore, like, we can go on. Andy Dalton before. Andy Dalton threw for 300 yards. I mean, he was going to become the first quarterback in NFL history to beat a franchise on two different continents. That's how close we were. And this team always has a tendency to let down when you expect them to play well. So I was not surprised in the slightest that they struggled against a team that, frankly, they should have played a much better. But at the end of the day, I don't think they have to apologize for being 3-1.
No, certainly not in the NFL. Once again, I get back to that margin of error and how equal
parody.
These teams are
the NFL
in the middle.
Yep.
Yeah, they love parity. It goes back to Pete Rozelle. With the competitive balance in the NFL is one of the things that makes it great. You know, you go into an NBA season, for example. There are, going into this NBA, and it's better than it was before, but there's still, what, six teams in the NBA that legitimately have, the NHL has competitive balance. You get into the tournament, you get into the Stanley Cup playoffs, you have a chance.
You never know, yeah.
MLB, more like the NBA. In reality, how many teams going into the season have a chance to win it all? There are outliers. There are seasons when there's a surprise. But generally, it's a payroll league. But the NFL, for the most part, you got those elite teams, but there's a lot of depth. And the difference between being in the playoffs and being out of the playoffs isn't all that great. And that's what I take away from all of this. But there's a couple of things I want to bring up before we get into Golden Gopher football and the big egg they laid with Purdue in town on Saturday, is this. I'm still worried defensively. There is no margin for error. Za'Darius Smith nicked up, did play, played about half the game, if you look at the number of plays. They just can't afford any of their marquee players defensively out, and they've struggled already. I mean, defensively, this could get ugly like it did the past 2 years. But on the positive side, I don't think they've hit their stride offensively. I still think they're trying to figure it out, that is a work in progress. So get ready for some wild ones. It was pretty wild, like Saints in London. I think as this season goes on, there's going to be some high-scoring ball games. And if you're into that sort of thing, I would probably go over most Sundays with the Vikes involved.
Not this Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the Bears.
I think it's like, what's the over-under, like 7?
Well, and the Vikes are favored by 7.5. So
which means that, they're expecting the Bears to lose points.
That was the early line. I haven't checked out any movement. I might get there during the break. We come back, Golden Gopher football, then the Twins and White Sox from Chicago. A pregame show beginning at 6:30. It is the late show, Stephen for Henry, here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is the late show, Twins and Sox, coming up at 6:30. Chris Atterbury with the pregame show. Corey Provis, Dan Gladden with all the play-by-play. Final series of the season. Twins will finish below 500. They have dropped 82 games so far. What a tough September it was for the Twins. Oh, my. Tough Saturday for the Golden Gophers. They get beat by Purdue the final 20-10. And Chris Tubbs, you told Lake a week ago, I got wind of this, that it was a trap game. I kind of look at all of them like trap games, but I'm jaded. But, yeah. I mean, they just flat-out stubbed their toe. Now, in fairness, no Mo Ibrahim, and that really hurt. But they had no answer without him.
No, I don't care if you don't have Mo. You should be able to beat Purdue at home coming off that game against Michigan State when you're 12-point favorites. You should. There's no excuse to come out so flat against Purdue. There's no excuse for the way that they played. And I look at it, Steve, like this was ripe for a letdown because everybody was talking, oh, man, look how good the Gophers played on the road. They're legit. You know, the West is wide open. All of these talking points that we were using all week long, and we were all looking at this like, okay, just one game at a time. The Gophers, to me, Steve, they had a little bit of a margin of error for the rest of the year because that West Division is weak sauce. I mean, it is a soft batch cookie, that West Division. But they have all of the good feeling that they had the first 4 weeks, my opinion, gone. That margin for error is gone. You've got to play perfect football for the rest of the year to give yourself a shot. I know the West Division is weak, but still, the Gophers blew a golden, no pun intended, golden opportunity.
Yeah, and no easy. Illinois is better. They'll be at Illinois a week from
Saturday. Didn't
they
just beat Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Illinois,
and,
yeah.
And they canned their coach. Things have gone so bad in Madison for the Badgers. That's coming up later. I
literally
totally
Badgers.
Agree on that. But here's the problem. And this has happened a number of times over the years. There's a little momentum for the program, and you start to get casual fans interested. Not the hardcores that have season tickets and wear their maroon and gold and go down to the U and watch the home football games. The casual fans. And now all of a sudden the casual fans, oh, same old Gophers, I'm going to move on. You don't get them back. You beat Purdue, and all of a sudden you're 5-0 going toward Illinois.
And you're moving
up. You have a little
bit
of momentum.
No momentum.
Yeah, it just kills that with the casual fans. Next home game, Rutgers. Good luck with that. All right, we got Twins, Sox on the road coming up next here on News Talk, K3OWCCO. I'll be back following the game with Chris Tubbs, with Final Pitch here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.